We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school volleyball with the season pretty much now upon us. Let's talk AHSTW volleyball. Kelsey Frere, head coach for the Lady Vikes, joins us now. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new season?
Yeah, we're feeling pretty good. We had an opportunity for three different scrimmages this week and got to play about six or seven games against some different teams. So I thought that was good for us to kind of see what we have and what we need to work on. And I think we left those feeling pretty good about where we're at. Obviously, there's always room to improve, and there's definitely some things that we can fix and tweak and work through here this week in practice. But I think we left those feeling pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it was a tough year last year, only five wins. So you're obviously looking to turn things around. You did lose a few senior starters from last year. So what were you looking for in those scrimmages, and what did you actually see?
Yeah, I think big thing is we only had four girls returning from last year's varsity squad. So we definitely had some spots to fill. So we were just really looking to see what girls were going to step up and provide us what we needed in those positions. And I think we're getting that figured out. And we were really looking at just being competitive every time we step on the court, being relentless defensively, being aggressive offensively. And I think those scrimmages really provided us that opportunity to see what that looks like and feels like. And I think overall, you know, the girls were super positive and competed the entire time in all of our scrimmages. So that was really good to see.
So go through those four returning girls and talk a little bit about each of them and their role to your team this year.
Yeah, Kendra Hansen, our setter, is back. So we'll run a 5-1 with her. She'll be playing all the way around. That's huge for us to be able to have that position back. Addie Carroll is one of our outside hitters. She will also be a six rotation player for us this year. And she's shown tremendous growth, both offensively and defensively. Kennedy Wyman is back for us as well. She's our other outside hitter who will also play six rotations this year and has done a really good job for us so far this year. And then Macy Gosshorn plays in the middle for us and also most likely will be playing six rotations. So, you know, they're great leaders. They work hard. They do what they're supposed to do. So it's great having those four back, especially with some varsity experience for us.
How do you think that Kennedy and Addison Carroll have improved as offensive players? I mean, they were two of your top two hitters a year ago, or top three hitters, because Lorelei Whaling was number one, and of course she's graduated. But Kennedy last year 146 kills as a freshman, Addison 122 as a sophomore. How do you think those two players have improved?
I think they've really improved in getting different shots. So they're really working on finding the open spots on the court and making sure that they can hit those spots to try to get us some more offensive points. Obviously, they've been in the weight room. They've shown up all summer for open gyms and scrimmages and all of those different types of things. I think they're both very high IQ volleyball players, and they're very smart with what they are doing, at least at the net for us. So I think that will be huge for us this year.
Yeah. How about defensively? You know, libero position or DSs? Who do you see as your leader for defense this year?
Yeah, like I said, all four of those are playing all the way around. So they're going to be strong defensive leaders for us. Reese Knopp has stepped into a defensive specialist position for us. Brooke Lee has stepped into a defensive specialist position for us. So, you know, they don't have a lot of varsity experience, but they both played defense for us last year on JV, and they've really grown into that position for us this year.
How do you feel just about the team and how motivated are they to improve from last season? I mean, it certainly couldn't sit well with these girls that they only got five wins. But again, you had a lot of young players in big time roles last year.
Yeah, you know, this is a very, very competitive bunch. They don't like to lose. So I think we're going to hopefully see that trend in the right direction. we're gonna struggle. We're gonna have our moments that things aren't going well because of our youth. But I'm hoping that that's gonna happen early on in the season, and by the end of the season, you know, we're really playing our best volleyball. But just what I've seen from them so far, their competitive level is very high, and I think that that will be the piece that we need to see some more success this year.
So you get a chance to host your own tournament this coming Saturday. That's pretty much when you start your season. What do you make of the competition coming to Avoca?
Yeah, I mean, there's some great teams that are going to be here. So I think it'll really show us what we have and what we maybe need to work on. So I'm really excited about the teams that we're going to see this weekend. And I think that'll give us a good indication of kind of where we're at.
And how do you feel just about your team and playing in the WIC and the competition you're going to see in the conference this year?
I feel pretty good. I mean, it's a tough conference. Top to bottom, we have some really, really good volleyball teams that we're going to face every night. So I think our big thing is we want to go out and we want to be competitive, and we want to be in every single game that we can be in, and, you know, maybe surprise some people who aren't expecting us to really do anything in the WIC. So I think we're kind of looking forward to being the underdog a little bit and trying to prove some people wrong.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time and looking forward to following your team throughout the season and hopefully with some success. And thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kelsey Frere, head coach for HSTW Volleyball, joining us here on KSOM.